ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שאור יהיה לאלו נשמת האש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשיה לוי, רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן, אמן. ולרנק בעזר השם פרשת בחוקותיי, עד הפרשה סטארט סוף, אם בחוקותיי תלכו, ואת מצוותיי תשמרו ועשיתם אותם, ונתתי גשמיכם בעתם, ונתנה הארץ יבולה, ועץ השדה תמפריו. And the Torah continues with all the brachot that Am Israel get when we keep the mitzvot, when we follow the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said anytime the person he follows the mitzvot, he does more mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously Ne'eman hu ba'al melechtecha shishalem lecha tzichercha. Obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay you, even though the person is not supposed to do the mitzvot, not supposed to learn Torah for the reward. That's what the Mishnah Parkei Avot, the first perek, אל תהיו כעבדים שמשים את הרב על מנת לקבל פרס. Nevertheless, הקדוש ברוך הוא obviously is gonna pay you, but you're not supposed to serve הקדוש ברוך הוא for the reward. You're supposed to serve him because you're supposed to serve him, and of course הקדוש ברוך הוא is gonna pay you. That's here all the ברכות of the Torah telling us, אם בחוקותיי תלכו, if you're gonna follow my ways, ואת מצוותיי תשמרו ועשיתם אותם, you're gonna keep my מצוות. What's מצוותיי תשמרו, that מפרשים ל-explain that מצוות לא תעשה, שמירה, which is לא תעשה, ועשיתם אותם, that's referring to מצוות עשה, and then all the ברכות are gonna come one after the other. I saw here the מפרשים, they were bothered, and also Rashi, הפסוק says, אם בחוקותיי תלכו. What's the first part of the פסוק referring to? What does mean אם בחוקותיי תלכו? If you're gonna follow my חוקים, so Rashi asks, Yachol ze kiyum ha-mitzvot? Could that be that the Torah is telling us you have to do the mitzvot? So it cannot be. Why? Because the pasuk continues right away. Ve'et mitzvotai tishmeru va'asitem otam. So the end of the pasuk is talking about the mitzvot. That you have to keep the mitzvot. Mitzvotai tishmeru va'asitem otam. So what's the beginning of the pasuk talking about? Im bechokotai telichu, Rashi said, Yachol ze kiyum ha-mitzvot? He said, no, kishu omer ve'et mitzvotai tishmeru va'asitem otam. Hare kiyum ha-mitzvot ha-amur. Hama ani mekayem im bechokotai telichu. What's the first part of the pasuk referring to? Shetihyu amelim b'Torah. Rashi said the first part that you have to toil in the Torah. V'agita bo yomam v'layla. Day and night you have to learn Torah. There's no instant Talmid Chacham, guy who goes to sleep, wakes up next day, is gone at door. No such a thing. So when the person, the more you put effort in the Torah, yagata umatzata, ta'amin. Someone tells you, yagati umatzati, you believe him. Someone tells you, lo yagati umatzati, I did not put effort in the Torah. But Baruch Hashem, I know a lot of Torah. The Gemara said, al ta'amin. Said, al ta'amin, what does mean al ta'amin? Don't believe in that he has Torah. And if you do see him that he does have Torah, don't believe him that he told you, I did not toil in the Torah. It doesn't come like this. The Torah, you have to work on it. That's what you should do. Amelim b'Torah. That's here what the Rashi is telling us. That's the first part of the Pasuk is telling us, Im b'chukotai t'lechu, should do amelim b'Torah. I saw the Orachim HaKadosh here. He asked, he said, I understand what Rashi told us, everything's fine. But the Or HaHaim HaKadosh is bothered. What does it mean in b'chukotai telechu? What does it mean telechu? According to Rashi, that he said he should toil in the Torah, no problem. Let the Torah tell us in b'chukotai telmedu. You have to toil in the Torah. What does it mean telechu? What does telechu mean? You should go. What mean you should go? You should walk. So here Or HaHaim HaKadosh, he asked that question, and he has seven answers for it. We're not going to give you all seven answers. If anyone wants, he could look it up. But we'll take the two short answers that he gives us. He says, "V'ta'am umro lashon halicha b'chukotai telechu lomar shesarich la'asok b'torah afilu b'halichato aderech umro u'blechticha b'derech u'ba'ahavata tishgi tamid." That's here what b'chukotai telechu. Even if you're walking the street, you should always think about Torah. Even when you're walking, b'shpticha b'beitecha u'blechticha b'derech u'b'shochveicha u'kumecha. When do you have to learn Torah? All the times. Even you walk in the street, you have to think about Torah. That's what v'agita bo yomam v'layla. You have to think about Torah. Even when you're walking, even if you're walking b'halicha, and b'chukotai telechu, even if you're telechu, you still have to think about my chukim. That's one answer he gives us. Od yirtze al derech ma she'amru hazal v'yikra rabba. That's the first midrash that we have in this week's parasha. It says hada od chtib hashabti derecha v'ashi baraglay l'idotecha. David HaMelech said, "Chashavti derachai." What does it mean, "Chashavti derachai"? The Midrash says, he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told him, every day I planned to go anywhere that I wanted to go, but automatically my feet take me straight to Beit HaMidrash. I planned to go to, I don't know what, I planned to go to do business, I planned to go to do something else, but my feet automatically drags me to Beit HaMidrash. Why? Because he got so used to go to learn Beit HaMidrash, even in a day that he wanted to go somewhere else, his feet would take him to Beit HaMidrash. Without him thinking, it would take him straight to Beit HaMidrash. That's what he says here. Shehe David Hoshib La'asot Anyanav. He's going to do his own personal needs. Veraglav Molichin Oto Me'atzmam El Beit HaMidrash. Why is it like this? Leroba Hefetz Viharason Vihargilut Beddavar. Because he got so used to it, David HaMelech, every day he goes to Beit HaMidrash, so his feet, they already know the way, they go straight to Beit HaMidrash, they take him. Even if he's thinking about to go somewhere else, his feet will take him straight. Then Farshim, a side point, they ask, said, how come David HaMelech, did he really, every day, he wanted to go to do his personal asakim? La'asot anyanav? Is that what David HaMelech he wanted? Obviously, David HaMelech said, אחד שאלתי מבית השם אותה בקש, שבתי בבית אדוני כל ימי חיי, לחזות בנועם אדוני ולבקר ביחלו. Every day, all his lifetime, David HaMelech was asking, he wants to go to Beit HaMidrash. So what David HaMelech is telling us in the Midrash, every day I plan to go to do my personal business, my personal stuff, but my feet would take me. Is that what David HaMelech really wanted? There are some farshim, they explain, and that really David HaMelech used to say this, why? To push away Yisra Ra. Because every person has Yisra Ra' until David HaMelech captured Yisra Ra' bi halal bi korbi. Until that point, every day David HaMelech, if he's going to tell Yisra Ra' today, I'm planning, I want to go to Beit HaMidrash. Don't worry about Yisra Ra', he's going to find ways how to make you not to go to Beit HaMidrash. But now that David HaMelech is telling his Yisra Ra', is telling everyone, I'm going to do business. Business, okay, no problem. The main thing, don't learn Torah. That's what Yisra Ra' wants. So the guy, David HaMelech, he goes as if he's going to do business. When he gets to the entrance of Beit HaMidrash, zoom, he jumped in, and now Khalas is inside Beit HaMidrash. That's what David HaMelech, every day I say I wanted to go my personal thing, why? To push away Yisra Ra from me. But automatically my feet would take me straight to Beit HaMidrash. So that's here, why David HaMelech is doing like this? לרוב החפץ והרסון והרגילות בדבר. He got so used to it. והוא אומרו, אם בחוקותיי תלכו, פירוש הליכתכם מעצמה תהיה אחריה. כמאמר דוד, לרוב החשק והרגילות. That's what אורח חיים הקדוש תל זסיר, that you should be like David HaMelech, אם בחוקותיי תלכו. You should always, your feet should take you always to Beit HaMidrash. Your feet should always take you to do מזוות and מעשים טובים. That's how you have to train them, you have to get used to it, until they're going to go automatically to do mzvot ma'asim tovim. That's what the Torah is referring here, in b'chokotai telechu. As I said, he has more answers, the Orah Haim HaKadosh. Anyone who wants, he could look at the beautiful answer that he gives us. We have Gemara, Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Gemara tells us, Masechet Avodah Zarah, Dafhe, Amud Alef. The Gemara said, in b'chokotai telechu, Tanu Rabbanan, in b'chokotai telechu, אין אם אלא לשון בקשה. The Gemara says, אם is לשון בקשה. As if הקדוש ברוך הוא is begging us כביכול to go to learn Torah. אין אם אלא לשון בקשה. וכן הוא אומר, לו עמי שומע לי ישראל בדרכי ילכו, כמעט הוא בהם מכניע ועצר הם ישיב ידי. ואומר, לו הקשבת למצוותיי והיא כנהר של עומך. That's what they hear. כביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא, he's telling us, "In b'chokotai telechu, please, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, you should follow my mitzvot." Chavura, this Gemara is hard to understand. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to beg us to learn Torah? He's asking us, "In b'chokotai, lashon bakasha." He's asking from us, "Please, come and learn Torah. We'll learn Torah for our benefit." Why Hashem has to tell us? So I saw here in the Torah Temimah, said, "Efshar lefaresh kavanat hadrasha, ki matzino hamela'im shehu derech bakasha v'ratzon." כמו, אם יהיה אלוהים עמדי ושמרני בדרך הזה אשר אנוכי הולך, like יעקב אבינו, when he was praying to הקדוש ברוך הוא, if Hashem is going to be with me, is going to save me from עשיו הרשע, והיה השם לי לאלוקים, והאבן הזאת ששמתי, יהיה בית אלוהים. וכל אשר תן לי, עשר עשר נולך, that's what יעקב אבינו was praying. But he was, אם יהיה אלוהים עמדי, what does it mean, if Hashem is going to be with me, he was asking, please Hashem, be with me, and save me, and I'll fulfill my נדרים. כל נדריי, and all my nedarim that I did, I'll fulfill them. But please, Hashem, be with me. וכאן נעות יותר לפרש הלשון אם על פי כוונה זו, שהוא הדרך בקשה ורצון מהקדוש ברוך הוא שילכו בחוקותיו. יען, כי לא נעות לפרש שהדבר רשות בידם לעשות כך או כך, כמו שרגיל בעלמה הלשון אם ואם. He said, normally when the Torah writes the word אם, אם it means if. What does it mean here? If you're going to follow my mitzvah, then you're going to get this. He said it fits better that we should explain. That's what the Gemara is saying. Explains here the Torah Tmimah. That the Gemara is telling us it fits better to explain the word "im" here by us that Hashem is asking from us to learn. Why? Ki yadu Hashem kadosh baruch hu hafetz bichobat ha'adam v'ra'ato. ולכן אף על פי שהברירה ביד האדם לנהוג כך וכך כמו שכתוב בכל בידי שמיים חוס מירת שמיים, בכל זה רצון הקדוש ברוך הוא שילכו בדרך טובה ולקבל עליהם השפעת ברכותיו. He says here the Gemara is telling us that what the pasuk is telling us, אם בחוקותיי תלכו, what does mean? Hashem is asking from us, please follow my מצוות. Why would Hashem ask us to follow his מצוות? Because הקדוש ברוך הוא, he doesn't like to punish someone. If we're not going to follow the mitzvot, you see also this week's parasha, if you don't listen to me, if you don't listen to me, then chas v'shalom, klalot comes one after the other. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy when he punishes any person. He's not happy. Ammo anuchi b'tzara, the Mishnah, Masechet Sanhedrin tells us, Ammo anuchi b'tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, kabed alai roshi, kabed alai zeru'i, kibichol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his head hurts him, kibichol, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Am Yisrael, they're going through trouble. That's why he said, please, my dear sons, Am Israel, I want you to sit down and learn Torah. Why? Because once you sit down and learn Torah, as I said, all the brachot, they're going to come. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants to give good to Am Israel. He wants to give brachot to Am Israel. Like the Mesilat Yesharim starts off his sefer, Mesilat Yesharim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tob. And mederech hatob lehetib. So if someone's good, he wants to do good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, he's tob. That's why he wants to do good for Am Israel. How is he going to do good if we're going to follow the mitzvot? That's why Hashem is telling us, please follow my mitzvot so I should reward you. And that's what he tells us over there. But we'll explain more by Ezra Hashem Tbarach. We see that one of the brachot the Torah is giving us here, if we're going to follow the mitzvot, what is this? It says, V'esir lachem daish et basir, u'basir yasir et zara' v'achaltem lachmechem lasoba' v'yishabtem labetach be'artzechem. What does mean ve'achaltem lachmechem lasoba'? Rashi tells us ve'achaltem lachmechem lasoba'. Ochel kum'a ve'yum tbarech be'mi'av. Eat a little bit and you can be full. Ve'achaltem lachmechem lasoba'. L'chaora, the mefarshim, they ask, I understand what Rashi tells us, ochel kum'a ve'yum be'mi'av, but the simple understanding of the pasuk, you should eat your bread to become full. Lasoba'. And you're going to become full. Obviously, if someone's going to eat, it's going to become full. So what the pasuk is telling us, you should eat and you can become full. Of course. So Rashi gave us already a derech hadrush. He said, "Ochel kamaunt barich b'me'av." You don't have to eat a lot. You eat a little bit, and that a little bit that you eat is going to be enough for you. Like we explained last week, v'shana shishit v'suvitit barichati lachem v'shana shishit v'asat tevah shlosh shanim. Explained the kli akar that the field is going to give you the same exact amount of produce, but that same amount is going to be enough for you for 3 years. So it's the same anyan here, that's what Rashi is telling us over here. But the simple understanding of the pasuk, it's hard to understand. Obviously. And what's the connection afterwards? V'yishabtem labetach be'artzechem. And you're going to sit in Eretz Israel, labetach, comfortably, you're going to sit. No one's going to bother you. Is there any connection between these two things? So we have Gemara in Masechet Gittin. The Gemara tells us here, Masechet Gittin, Daf Ayin, Amud Alef, Amar Leh Eliyahu L'Rabbi Natan. Eliyahu Nabi, he was telling Rabbi Natan, was one of the Chachamim, Rabbi Natan, Echol Shlish, Wishte Shlish, Ve'anach Shlish. What is this? Rashi says here, Echol Shlish, Mele Me'echa Shlish, Wishte Shlish, Ve'anach Shlish, B'tnicha Rekam. Whenever he sit down to eat, he said, you should eat one third of your stomach capacity, and you should drink one third, and leave your stomach empty one third. That means don't get full, don't eat until you get full. You have to leave room in your stomach. You eat one third, you drink one third, and you leave your stomach one third empty. And the Tosafot, you have Tosafot Masechet Nida, Lefkaf Dalet, it tells us over there, Tosafot said, the Gemara wasn't Meduyak, you should eat one third and drink one third. Why? Because the Gemara learned Masechet Megillah also said Veshetiya Chadat in Ones. Seudat Ahashverosh did Veshetiya Chadat in Ones. What does it mean Veshetiya Chadat? The Gemara said Chadat Shel Torah. The same way by Korbanot. How much Korbanot you bring on the Mizbeach and how much wine you pour on the Mizbeach? What's the comparison between the two? Do you bring same amount of Korbanot, same amount you pour on the Mizbeach wine? He said no. You bring on the Mizbeach more Korbanot, you pour on the Mizbeach also some wine. But mainly you have Korbanot. Korbanot is food. That's here, the Veshetiya Kedat. What is Veshetiya Kedat? No forcing. They let you eat, you have to eat. You have to get, you have to eat. You have to eat food, and you have to drink a little bit. It doesn't mean, literally, that you have to drink one-third. You don't have to drink one-third. Ela, Tosafot explained over there in Masechet Nedah, said that here, between eating and drinking, you should fill up your stomach two-thirds. But doesn't mean you have to eat one-third and drink exactly one-third. No, the food should be more than one-third. But combined between the food and the drinking should be two-thirds. But bottom line, here for us now, for now, the Gemara is telling us here, the main thing, you should leave room in your stomach, don't get full. You should leave one-third empty. Why? Why Eliyahu Nabi is giving that advice to Rabbi Natan? How rather, there's something behind it. So he continues, Eliyahu Nabi tells him, you know why? وَلِخْشِي تِخْعُوسْ تَعْمُدْ عَلْ مِلُّوَ. What this? Rashi tells us here, וְלِخْשِي تِخْعُوسْ وَإِمَّلَي بِطْنِخَا كَعَسْ تَعْمُدْ عَلْ مِلُّوَ. אבל אם תמלא מעיך אכילה ושתייה, לכשי תכעוס, תבקע. So what is he saying here? He says that you should leave room in your stomach empty. Why? Because when a person gets angry, when someone gets angry, he said there's not in the mood to eat anymore. Someone's angry, there's not in the mood. You see many stories also, the Shaul HaMelech, the Yonatan, he got angry and he didn't eat. When a person is not in the mood, he doesn't eat. But someone is angry, is not in the mood to eat. That's what Hakim explained here. Why is it like this? Because the Gemara is telling us here, when a person gets angry, he uses a little bit of his stomach capacity. So here Eliyahu Nabi was telling Rabbi Natan, he told him, listen, maybe sometimes you're going to get angry. If you're going to eat and you're going to become full, imagine you're going to get angry after you're full, then your stomach is going to, who knows what's going to happen, you're going to get sick. But you have to leave room for the ka'as. Why? Because whenever you're going to get angry, you should have some room in it. In your room, in your stomach, so everything should be fine. That's what he told him here. That's what he told him over here. We have Gemara, Masechet Nedarim, Daf Kaf Bet Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us here, it said, Ula, b'misekeh le'arad Yisrael, etlevun behde teren b'nei huzae. Said the Ula, when he was going from Babel to Eretz Israel, he was doing Aliyah to Eretz Israel. As it levun behadeh, the two people from the city Huzai, they came to accompany him. They came with him. They were also going to Eretz Israel, so they went all together. The Ula and these two people, they went together to Eretz Israel. On the way, the Gemara said, "Kam had v'shachte lehabre." One of these two people that they were walking with the Ula, he got angry at his friend. He got angry at him. He came up and he stabbed him. He killed him. So after he killed him, Amar Lili Ula, the murderer, he asked Ula, he told him, Amar Lili Ula, Lavi Ay Abdi, didn't I do good that I killed him? What's Ula going to tell him? If you're going to tell him, no, he did, how could you kill? Whatever he did to you, he got you angry, you kill him. You shoot him, خلاص, a guy he took your parking spot, you shoot him. Where's your brain? Said, what Ula is going to tell him? Ula, he said, if I'm going to tell him that you were completely wrong, you're not allowed to kill him, then he's going to kill Ula also. That's why Ula told him, "In ufra' li bayt ash-shahita." He said, yeah, go continue to kill, finish on him. Get rid of him. You shot him once, shoot him twice. Let him die fast. That's what Ula answered that guy. Ki atalik amid Rabbi Yohanan, once they got to Eretz Israel, Ula came to Rabbi Yohanan, and Amar le, din mahas v'shalom, ahzikit yedei obrei avira. He felt bad, Ula. How come he told the other guy that it's good that you killed your friend? How could you tell someone it's good that you killed him? Whatever he did to you, you have to kill him for this. So Ula felt bad. How come maybe I was mahzik biyedei obrei avira? This guy was a rotsiyah. And I told him, yeah, it's fine. You did great that you killed him. So Amar le, Rabbi Yohanan, nafshach etzalta. He told them, of course he did something good. Why? Because if you're going to tell him he did something wrong, he's going to kill you as well. So to save your life, you were allowed to tell him that you did perfect, whatever you did, just get out of here. Let Allah stay alive. That's what Rabbi Hanan answered Allah. But after this, Rabbi Hanan, Kamitameyah Rabbi Hanan. Rabbi Hanan was wondering, said, how could that be that a guy, he got angry at his friend and he killed him? Why? Because the Pasuk said, Venatan Adonai Licha Sham Libragaz Vichilion Ainain Vidabun Nafesh. Pasuk says in the Kilalot, Parashat Kitabo, Venatan Licha Sham Libragaz. What does it mean, Sham Libragaz? Over there, in Husla Ares, outside the Eretz Israel, a person gets angry. But in Eretz Israel, there's no angry people in Eretz Israel. You see, also today, who gets angry in Eretz Israel? They're all calm and everything's fine. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Someone gets angry only in Husla Ares, not in Eretz Israel. Benatan Hashem Lecha, Sham Lebragaz, Sham Bebabel Ketim. So how come this guy, he got angry at his friend and he killed him? He got angry at him. There's no one gets angry in Eretz Israel. So what happened here? Amar li'ullah, so Ullah told Rabbi Yohanan, don't worry, Kudarab, we didn't enter Eretz Israel at that moment. When he killed him, we were in Husla Ares still. We were still in Husla Ares, that's why he killed him. That's what he told us over here. Let's hear the Gemara. I saw here the Maharsha explains. He said, "Bebabel Ketib, in Husla Ares, people get angry. Why? Ki Yetzer Hara Sholet beHusla Ares Yoter Beeretz Israel. There you have bigger Yetzer Hara in Husla Ares than Eretz Israel. VeHakas Umdat Yetzer Hara. Where does the person get angry? Because of what? Because of his Yetzer Hara. V'zehu kavanat ha-katub, ki yada'ti et Yisro asher hu oseh sham, b'terem abi'enu el ha'aretz asher nishbati. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, v'haya ki temsena oto ra'ot rabot v'sarot, v'anteh asherot lefanu v'ta'ed, ki yada'ti et Yisro. What means ki yada'ti et Yisro asher hu oseh sham, b'terem abi'enu el ha'aretz asher nishbati. Ki yada'ti et Yisro, I know that they have Yetzer Hara, and the Yisra is going to cause them to get angry. You know why? Beterem abienu el ha'aretz, because they did not, Am Yisrael did not enter Eretz Israel yet. Once they're going to enter Eretz Israel, then no one's going to get angry at his friend. Rotzei lomar, achar sheyada'ti et Yitzro, asher sholet bo, vehu oseh hayom b'medbar beterem abienu, ve'en li la'anosh otam kol kach. Aval bibo'o l'Eretz Israel, im ya'aseh od ra'ot kazot, ra'ui la'anosh yoter. אחר שאין היצר הרע שולט בו כל כך בארץ ישראל. וכאן להבין. That's what it does over here. That really, נחוס לארץ, the person gets more angry. Why? Because נחוס לארץ, everyone's controlled under the sar, the manhig of that nation. And whatever it is, they have more chances the person gets angry. But in ארץ ישראל, no one gets angry in ארץ ישראל. That's a ברכה that Hashem gives us in ארץ ישראל, that everyone's going to be calm in ארץ ישראל. And with this, I saw Mefarshim explain, said, that's what the Pasuk is telling us here. V'achaltem lachmichim lasoba' v'yishabtem labetach b'yartzechem. Said, Eliyahu Nabi gave an idea to Rabbi Natan, do not eat until you become full. Why? Because you have to leave room in your stomach for anger. Because once you're going to get angry, then anger is going to take a little bit from your stomach capacity. That's why you have to leave room for it. So that's where here the Pasuk is telling us that in Husla Ares, when people do get angry, we see here in the Gemara, in Masechet Nedarim, I just read you, that in Husla Ares people get angry. In Eretz Israel, there's no anger. So if that's like, if in Eretz Israel a person does not get angry, the Pasuk said, V'achaltem lachmichem lasoba. You could eat until you're going to become full. You don't have to leave one third of your stomach empty. You could eat until you're going to become full. And you know why? Because v'yishabtem labetach b'artzechem. Because once you are in Eretz Israel, in Eretz Israel, no one gets angry. Rabbi Yohanan was wondering on Ula, how could that guy get angry at his friend? He told him, don't worry, Hakam. At the time that he got angry, we did not enter Eretz Israel yet. But once you enter Eretz Israel, there's no anger. The Pasuk said, V'antan Hashem Lecha Sham Lebragaz. We're Sham Husla Ares. Eretz Israel, no one gets angry. So if that's the case, V'achatem Lachmechem Lasoba. You could eat in Eretz Israel and you could eat and become full. And you know why? Because v'yishabtem labetach b'yartzechem. You're going to sit in Eretz Israel, you don't have to worry about this. And with this, I saw also that there's Pirush Daf ala Daf and Gemara here. He explains, beautifully said, we have a Gemara, Masechet Berachot. The Gemara tells us, Masechet Berachot, Daf Memchet, that we know we have four berachot in Birkat HaMazon, and the Gemara tells us here in Masechet Berachot Daf Memchet Amud Bet, it says Amar Rab Nachman Moshe tiken lahem leYisrael Birkat HaZan b'sha'a sheyarad lahem haman. Moshe Rabbeinu was matakin for Am Israel the first berachah of Birkat HaMazon. Yehoshua ben Nun was matakin the second berachah when once they entered Eretz Israel, he made for them the second berachah ala arz ve'al mazon. That's the second berachah. Third berachah, David HaMelech u'Shlomo tekinu bonei Yerushalayim. David started foundation, Shlomo HaMelech, he built Beit HaMikdash. So they prepared the third berachah of Berkat HaMazon, Baruch HaShem bonei Yerushalayim. And Berkat HaTov HaMeti be'ebne tekinuha. Hakim, they were matakin that berachah mid Rabbanan later on. So you have four berachot. And in Farshim, he asked in Daf al Daf, Pirushim on the Gemara here, he asked, he said, L'chaora, why the second barakha we say Baruch Ata Hashem ala Ares fi alam mazon? You end the barakha ala Ares fi alam mazon. The second barakha, where is it going on? Second barakha is going only for Eretz Israel. Yehoshua ben Nun was metaken the second barakha for Eretz Israel. The first barakha is for the mazon. Moshe ben was metaken the first barakha on the mazon. So how come the second barakha you say ala Ares fi alam mazon? Why you have to say alam mazon in the second barakha? It's enough you have in the first barakha. Why do you have to mention Mazon also in second Barakha? So he explained over there, said, based on what we just said, now the person, once you go to Eretz Israel, now you have permission to eat more. Why? Because all the time that you were in Husla Aretz, you weren't allowed to eat until you become full. You have to leave one third of your stomach for anger. But in Eretz Israel, in the Zichut of Eretz Israel, you could eat V'achatim lachmechim lasoba'. So now when he's saying the bracha, the second bracha, ala ares ve'al mazon, even though we did say, Baruch Hashem, the first bracha, the hazan et hakol, that's about the mazon. The first bracha is referring to the mazon. That's the first bracha. But the second bracha, once you enter Eretz Israel, ala ares, once we got Eretz Israel, now we could eat until you're full. You don't have to leave one third. Ala ares ve'al mazon. That's what he explained. Let's hear what Hakim explained to us here, all these things. But the obvious question that the person is going to ask, he says, L'chaura, what's Eliyahu Nabi telling Rabbi Natan? He told him, we have to eat one third, drink one third, and you have to leave room one third in your stomach for anger. L'chaura, it's hafle vafele. How come Eliyahu Nabi, not only that is not rebuking Rabbi Natan not to get angry, because you see the Gemara over there, Masechet Nedarim, the Gemara said, "Kol ha'ko'ez, kol minei Gehinnam sholtim bo. Kol ha'ko'ez, kilo obed avodah zarah. Kol ha'ko'ez, mitapesh." A lot of bad things the Gemara said about someone who gets angry. A lot of, one after the other, the Gemara said, attacking someone who gets angry. And here, Eliyahu Nabi is giving advice to Rabbi Natan how the anger should not harm him. Instead of Eliyahu Nabi rebuking Rabbi Natan, tell him, don't you dare get angry. Especially you are Talmid Chacham, you're not allowed to get angry. He didn't tell him anything like this. He just told him, I know sometimes you do get angry. He said, that's fine if you get angry, but I don't want the anger to harm yourself. That's why you have to leave room in your stomach, so the anger should not harm you. Eliyahu Nabi was supposed to rebuke him. You're not allowed to get angry. See all the bad things like what I mentioned over there. So how come? Not enough that he's not rebuking him. He's giving advices so the anger shouldn't harm him. But sounds like from the Gemara, it's okay to get angry. Chavrat against all the Gemarot. We must explain that what Eliyahu Nabi was telling Rabbi Natan that he did not rebuke him about the anger. Mistama was talking about the anger of mitzvah. What do I mean, anger of mitzvah? When Talmid Chacham gets angry, the Gemara, we have a Gemara Masechet Ta'anit Daf Dalet in the beginning, the Gemara says over there, "Hay tzurban mi rabbanan dirataach." If you see Talmid Chacham that he got angry, that he should know that retcha de oraita. That he has oraita who deka mi retchale. He has the Torah, the Torah makes him angry. Why? Because he sees people going against the Torah, he sees people not keeping the mitzvot of the Torah, he gets him angry. How dare you are not to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem's all the hasadim that he's doing with us. He's asking from us to do small mitzvot here, mitzvah there. You're not keeping it also? How dare you are not to keep the mitzvot? What Hashem's asking from us? He's giving us all everything. Give us life, he's giving us kids, he's giving us parnasah, he's giving us health, everything. What is he asking from us? Just do some mitzvot. And one, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu get from us keeping the mitzvot? Nothing. We're getting from it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay all of us when b'chukotai terechu. You see all the brachot. And that's all the brachot that's perotahim ba'olam hazeh. And obviously, sachar keren kayemet le'olam haba. So all these things. So how can the person, Hashem commanded you to do some mitzvot, you're not doing the mitzvot? That's why when the Talmid Hakami gets angry, what does he get angry? He gets angry on those who are not keeping the mitzvot. So that type of anger, he said, that's fine. I saw here the beautiful, here they mention here the Zohar HaKadosh. I have here the Zohar Parashat Tetzaveh, the Fkuf Pei Beit Amud Beit. He starts here from Amud Aleph, Fkuf Pei Beit Amud Aleph. He starts here, he said, V'yi hazinan lehai barnash dehavu beh elein dergin kulehu. עד לה קיימה בקיומה למדע מן איהו במאי התיידע לקרבה ברנש בהדה או להתמנעה מנה. He said, even if you see a guy who's learning Torah and doing mitzvot, doing chasadim, doing everything, chaura, that's a good person, you should learn from him, you should be friendly with him. Zohar HaKadosh said, not so fast. He said, you have to watch out. What do you have to watch out? He said, you have to check him out. You have to check him out if he's worthy, so you should be his friend. Or you should be together with him, you should be around him, or you should run away from him. What do you want better than this? The guy is learning Torah, doing mitzvot, doing gimelot hasadim, doing everything. He said, no, not so fast. He said, you have to check him out. How do you check him out? Zohar Kadosh says here, said, Berugzeh mamash yada'a leh barnash. He said, you have to check him when he gets angry. When that, even if he was Talmid Chacham, whatever he's doing, all the mitzvot. You have to check him once he gets angry. How does he behave? If you see him that he gets angry, then run away from him. He says here, that's the only thing you could check the person out, like the Gemara said, with three things you could check the person out, bekiso, bekoso, bekaso. Check him out, bekiso, when he comes to money, how does he behave? That's bekiso. Bekoso, when he gets drunk, what comes out of his mouth? And then bekaso, when he gets angry, how does he behave? And these three things, you could check really who the person is. So here Zohar Kadosh is telling us, see, you have to check him out when he gets angry. Then you're going to know exactly who's he. Ihahin shmita kaddisha. נתר בשעת רוגזה, דלאי עקר לימי אתרה, בגיל למשרי תחותה, ההוא אלזר, דאי הוא ברנש קודקה יאות, דאי הוא עבדה דמרה, דאי הוא גיבר שירים. Said, if you're going to see that person that is learning Torah and doing everything, and also at the time that he got angry, he still is controlling himself, he's not just attacking, he's not just became a different guy, then this is the person you should learn from him. Why? Because this is the real person who's serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a ibad of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dahu Barnash Kitkayut. This is the best guy, Dahu Gibar Shalim. This is the best guy, you should be friendly with him. However, V'iyahu Barnash Lalatir La, if that person, when he gets angry, his neshama leaves him, ויהיו עקר קדושה דע עלה מאתרי, למשרי באתרי, סתרה אחרה. If that person, when he gets angry, all the חוכמה that he knows, he puts it on the side and he became totally different person, ודאי דאיהו ברנש דמריד ממראה, חס ושלום. So this guy is rebelling against his master, against הקדוש ברוך הוא, ויסיר לקרבה בהדה ולתחברה עמה. He's not allowed to be friendly with him. ודאיהו טורף נפשו באפו. What does it mean? Toref nefesho be'apo. The guy is pushing away his neshama, kedusha neshama shenateta bi teorahi. Toref nefesho is taking his neshama when be'apo, when he gets angry. Ve'ashre begaveh elzar. Said this guy has v'shalom switching the shechina, that part of a kadosh baruch hu is in him. Neshama shenateta bi teorahi. It's kibyachol chelak eloha mal. Neshama is kibyachol part of a kadosh baruch hu kibyachol. So this guy, when he gets angry, is instead of replacing the neshama kedusha in him, replacing it with elzar, with the kaas. Ve'ada ketiv hadlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama be'apo ki b'me nechshav hu. What's mean ki b'me nechshav hu? Avodah zarah t'hashiba hu barnash. That guy, he has avodah zarah in him. Uman de t'habar ammeh, uman de mishta'i behadeh. Anyone who becomes friendly with him or he talks with him. Ki man de t'habar b'avodah zarah mamash. As if doing Avodah Zarah Mamash. That's what the Zohar is saying here. My Ta'ma begin the Avodah Zarah Mamash Shareh Begaveh. That's what Hakim said. He said, Lo Yeh Becha El Zar. You should not have עבודה זרה in you, לא יהיה בך אל זר, inside you. דגמרה מסכת שבת says, what are we talking about? אל זר, איזה הוא אל זר שהוא בתוך גופו של האדם? What are we talking about? So that when a person gets angry, he has יסר הרע. This is יסר הרע. When a person gets angry, so he has ממש, it's called עבודה זרה. ושרי ביתרי עבודה זרה אל זר. מה אל זר כתיבה, אל תפנו אל האלילים, כי רבנה דה, אסיב להסתכלה בין פוי. Such a person, whenever he gets angry, you're not allowed even to look in his face. Don't look at his face. All this, Zohar HaKadosh telling us how severe it is, the person should try not to get angry. Ve'itema, continues here, Zohar HaKadosh, ha'aruk zadi rabbanan. You see, sometimes, hachaim, they do get angry. And I just told you, the Gemara Masechet Ta'anit Daf Dalet, said, hay surba mi rabbanan diratah, oraitahu dika miratharle. How could you get angry? Is he allowed to get angry? He said, yeah. Rukzad de Rabbanan tabi'u lichol sitrin. When Hakim get angry, he said, that's good. Why? De hatanina de oraita isha'ihi. Ve oraita kamerat hale. Dikhtib haloko de barika ish, nihum Hashem. He said, since that the words of the Torah are fire, haloko de barika ish, nihum Hashem, and that term Hakim is learning the Torah, so it's becoming like a fire. He sees someone not following the mitzvot, he gets angry at him. So the rukzad de rabbanan b'mle de oraita. All what hachaim, they get angry only about things that have to do with the religion. Rukzad de rabbanan lemehabi kara le oraita. Why they get angry? To give kabod le Torah. V'chola lepol hana de kutsha v'rechu have. Likach ne'amar ki Hashem Eloheicha esh ochilahu el kana. Instead of putting abudah zara in you, you have to put Hashem Elokecha, it has to be inside you. Let's hear what he's telling us. So if that's the case, we could explain that's what Eliyahu Nabi was giving the idea to Rabbi Natan. He told him, once you get angry, your stomach is going to become more full and full. So, and you, Rabbi Natan, since that you're Talmid Hakam, obviously you have the whole country, you're taking care of them. And obviously when you see someone's not finding them, you have to rebuke him. That's the Mizbah. The Gemara says that every Talmid Hakam has to rebuke his people. The Gemara, there are many places. The Gemara Masechet Shabbat. Anyone who could rebuke his family, does not rebuke his family, is going to be punished for his family's avonot. If he could rebuke the whole world and does not rebuke them, he's going to be punished for the whole world. That all, every person depends on his level, on his ma'ala, on his hashibut. So here, Rabbi Natan, since that he was hacham and he was taking care of all his town, so obviously he has to get angry at those who are not following the mitzvot to bring them closer to Torah and mitzvot. Once he's gonna get angry at those people, the anger is gonna harm him. That's why Eliyahu Nabi came to him and he gave him the advice. He told him, you have to leave room in your stomach, one third empty. Why? Because at the time that you're gonna get angry at those that they're not keeping them as vote, and that type of anger, it's okay, it's fine. Why? Because that type of anger, like Zohar HaKadosh said, it's only to bring Kedusha, to bring people closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't want that anger to harm you. That's why you should leave room in your stomach for the anger. That's what Eliyahu Nabi was telling Rabbi Natan. But he says here also, Maran Ahidah, different Pirush, and Rosh David, he says here, "Bufana aher afshar lomar bima sheyadu asheyarichu amfarshim, dika asher hina adam zariz kadim lekayem ahokim shelo yadanu ta'amam, אז הקדוש ברוך הוא קובע לו שכר גם על קיום מצוות שכליות שהדעת והשכל מחייבתן. דבקיימו החוקים מורה ובא דנפשו ביתה ויעס לקיים גזרת המלך. He says here, he said, once the person, he keeps the חוקים of the Torah. אם בחוקותיי תלכו, what does it mean? בחוקותיי, it doesn't say מצוותיי. אם בחוקותיי תלכו, what's חוק? Everyone knows chok that without any reason. It's chok without ta'am. He said, if the person is going to keep the chokim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's going to get rewarded not only for the chokim that he keeps, he's going to get rewarded also for the mitzvot that he could understand them. Why? Because otherwise, if the person, he keeps only the mitzvot that he understands, a mitzvot that he does not understand, does not keep, that means this guy is not doing the mitzvot because Hashem commanded you. He's keeping it. Why? Because it makes sense to him. He said, that's not the right way to keep the mitzvot. ואם כן, גם כשמקיים המצוות צריך להיות רוח אחד להם שכוונתו לעשות נחת רוח ליוצרו. והחוקים הן הם עדיו. אבל אם יראה איש באנשים האלה נותן כתף סוררת לבלתי שמוע אל החוקים, it's beautiful, I love his language, מרן החידה, he said, yes, in his words, he squeezes in פסוקים, squeezes in דברי חזל, all the words, all the פסוקים, all the גמרות, are built in within the system. All the sentences, from beginning to end, all the sefer, he squeezes in פסוקים, squeezes in דברי חזל. If someone doesn't know the פסוקים, doesn't know the words of חזל, he's going to read, he's going to see his language a little bit strange. But if someone understands the פסוקים, he knows the פסוקים, he knows the אלבט גמרא, he knows the אלבט פסוקים, he sees him how he squeezes, he says a sentence, and he squeezes פסוק to tell you what he wants to say. So he says here, אבל אם יראה איש באנשים האלה נותן כתף סוררת לבלתי שמוע אל החוקים, אלא מה הוא מקיים אותן? מצוות צריך להיות דווקא. If the person is not going to keep the חוקים of the Torah, is going to keep only the מצוות that make sense to him, אין לו שכר כלל. That person does not get reward at all. דמעשיו מוכיחים דאינו מקיים מצוותיו יתברך, אלא כאשר עולה על רוחו לפי שכלו. ואת פושעים נמנע אף בקיימו מצוות שכליות. He said, if the person, he keeps only מצוות that makes sense to him, then he's not going to get rewarded at all. Why? Because that shows that why is he keeping the מצוות? Because it makes sense. But מצוות that doesn't make sense, like חוק, he does not keep it. That person does not get reward not only for the חוקים that he doesn't know anyways, אלא also for the מצוות, for the משפטים, that it has meaning, it has sense, has common sense, still is not going to get rewarded for it. וזהו סלי כוונת הכתוב, he says here, רחוק מרשעים ישועה, כי חוקיך לא דרשו. What does mean רחוק מרשעים ישועה? הכוונה, אין ישועתה להם, אף אם מקיימים מצוות שכליות. You know why? כי חוקיך לא דרשו. וזהו עד ממהר, כי מה שמקיימים מצוות שכליות, לא באו לעזרת השם לקיים מצוותיו, רק ששכלם נטה למצוות אלו, ולכן רחוק מרשעים ישועה. That's what he says over here. He says, those who keep the מצוות, even if they do not understand, they keep the מצוות, then they keep the חוקים, يعني, then that person obviously is going to get rewarded not only for the חוקים that he's keeping, they get rewarded also for the משפטים and the מצוות that also makes sense, also going to get rewarded. Why? Because that's a witness. He has a proof that he's keeping the mitzvot only because Hashem commanded him. But רחוק מרשעים ישועה, the רשעים that they do not keep the חוקים כחוקיך לא דרשו, they do not keep the חוקים, then they're not going to get rewarded also for the משפטים that they do. וישח הפאי על פי הבאר, he says here, the language that he has, he said, ועל פי הבאר מקרא הקודש, דעתן עלה, אם בחוקותיי תלכו, אם לשון בקשה, כאשר חכמים הגידו, like the Gemara told us, we read in the beginning of מסכת עבודה זרה, אם בחוקותיי תלכו, Hashem is asking us, please keep my מצוות, הלא במאמר הנצב מראש, מקדמי ארץ, היש חך מתוק מזה, אלוהי עולם השם, לפי רוב הענבה, יעשה דרך בקשה לעבדיו. וצון ידיו יתרצו ללכת דרך חיים לטוב להם. ויאמר השם, אם בחוקותיי אבקשה את שאהבה נפשי ללכת בחוקים שאין להם טעם, ויהיו החוקים אצלכם כל כך רצויים, שיראה לכם שקיומם כמו הולך דרך ישרה, וכדם ההולך לדרכו. וזהו שאמר, אם בחוקותיי תלכו, ועל ידי שאתם מקיימים החוקים, אז נקר ואת מצוותיי תשמרו, שגם כשתקיימו את המצוות צריך להיות. ניכר שכוונתכם לקיים מצוותיי, ולא משום שהשכל מחייבם. Why? Because the proof that you're keeping the חוקים. That's what הקדוש ברוך הוא is asking from us. He said, I want to reward you, but if you're going to keep only the משפטים, only the מצוות that make sense to you, then there's no הוכחה, there's no proof that you're keeping this מצוות because I commanded you. Why are you keeping this מצוות? Because it makes sense. Why you have to respect your parents? Because it makes sense. They raise you. Why do you have to give tzedakah for the aniyim? Because the guy is poor. You have pity on him. You give him money. So it doesn't show that you're keeping this מצוות because Hashem commanded you. And if you're not keeping it because Hashem commanded you, then Hashem, why should he reward you? You didn't do it because I told you. You did it because it makes sense to you. That's why Hashem is asking from us. Im, please, is asking from us. Im b'chukotai telechu. You follow my chukim davka. What a hukim that doesn't make sense to you. If you're going to follow my hukim, then I want to reward you also on the mishpatim. But if you're keeping only the mishpatim, then you're not going to get reward at all. But if you keep the hakim also, then not only you're going to get rewarded for the hakim, then I'm going to reward you for the mishpatim as well. That's why Hashem, im, the Gemara told us, in im, el alashon bakasha. Hashem is asking from us, is begging us to keep the hakim. That doesn't make sense to us. And once we keep the hakim, then I'm going to get rewarded also for the mishpatim. That's one pirush. And as I told you, said we have to understand also the word telechu b'chukotai telechu. What does mean? You have to telechu. We have Mishnah Perkei Avot. The Mishnah tells us here in Perkei Avot, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yud Dalet, Arba Midot beholche lebet hamidrash. You have four different types of people that they go to Beit Hamidrash to learn Torah. The Mishnah says, "Holech ve'ino ose schar halicha beyado." So if a guy who goes to Beit HaMidrash, but in Beit HaMidrash he falls asleep, he doesn't learn, then at least he gets schar pesiyot, schar halicha biyado. He got something out of it. Even if he went to shul to pray, to learn Torah, and in the shi'ur he fell asleep, he still gets reward for the pesiyot, for the steps. He wanted to go to learn, but he fell asleep over there. He does not get reward for learning because he didn't learn. But at least he had good intention. He walked over there for the schar pesiyot, Hashem's going to pay him. That's number one. Number two, عُسَى وَإِنُو هُلَيْخ سْخَرْ مَعَسَى بِيَدُو. If a guy, he does the mitzvot, he learns Torah, but he doesn't go to Beit HaMidrash to learn, then obviously he does not get reward for the سْخَرْ بِسِعُو سْخَرْ عَلِخَى. He didn't go. But for the ma'asim, for the Torah that he learned, obviously he's going to get rewarded. Said, عُسَى وَإِنُو هُلَيْخ سْخَرْ مَعَسَى بِيَدُو. He has a reward of the actual ma'aseh that he did, actual mitzvah or actual Talmud Torah that he learned. Now, holech ve'oseh, if a guy who goes to Beit HaMidrash and he learns also in Beit HaMidrash, Hasid, that's the best. He got both. He got the reward of schar pesiyot, he got the reward of learning Torah. Eino holech ve'eino oseh, rasha. If he doesn't go, he doesn't learn, then this guy is called rasha. That's what you were to the Mishnah telling us. And Farshim, they ask, said the Chaura, what the Mishnah is talking about here? The Mishnah is talking about Arba'a Midot Beholche Beit HaMidrash, those who go to Beit HaMidrash. So what this guy that it says here in the Mishnah, Ose ve'eno holech schar ma'ase biyado, the guy who's keeping the mitzvot but he did not go to Beit HaMidrash, is schar ma'ase biyado. He gets the reward of the ma'asim that he did. But he just told me, here the Mishnah is talking about those who go to Beit HaMidrash. Arba Amidot Beholche Beit HaMidrash. Those who go to Beit HaMidrash. Now you bring me example of someone who does not go to Beit HaMidrash. The Mishnah says, Arba Amidot Beholche Beit HaMidrash. Where this guy, Ose Ve'eno Holech. So why is he mentioned this Mishnah? This Mishnah is talking about those who go to Beit HaMidrash. If he goes and he does not learn, Schar Halicha Biyado. He goes and he learns, then Hasid, that's the best. Why here the Mishnah wrote us a guy who Ose ve'eno holech? It doesn't fit here. We're talking about those who go to Beit HaMidrash. This guy, he did not go to Beit HaMidrash, he did the mitzvah at home. Okay, obviously, schar ma'aseh biyado. But why does it have to do here in our Mishnah? And also, a guy who goes to Beit HaMidrash and he learns in Beit HaMidrash, the Mishnah said, this guy is Hasid. Why the Mishnah did not say, holech ve'ose, schar halicha u'schar ma'aseh biyado? Same way he started before. The first guy is schar halicha biyado. Second guy is schar ma'aseh biyado. This guy is schar halicha and schar ma'aseh biyado. The Mishnah doesn't say that. This guy is called Hasid. And the other guy, he doesn't go and doesn't learn, the Rasha. Why? Tell me. Elo schar halicha, ve'elo schar ma'aseh. All these things, what's going on over here? I saw them for Shem, they explained beautiful. He says that we know all the mitzvot that a person does, it's supposed to elevate him to a higher level. The mitzvah, every mitzvah that you do, you're feeding your Yetzer HaTov. Yetzer HaTov is growing more and more. Every mitzvah that a person does, he's feeding his Yetzer HaTov. What does Yetzer HaTov eat? What does he eat? He enjoys steak, he enjoys French fries. What does he enjoy? He enjoys doing mitzvot. Once a person does mitzvot, then his Yetzer HaTov becomes higher, bigger and bigger. That's when the person, he feeds his Yetzer HaTov, becomes more and more. That's the purpose of the mitzvot, should elevate you from one level to second level to a higher level. That's the whole purpose of the mitzvot. If the person is not keeping the mitzvot and is staying in his place, and no such a thing a person stays in his place, with la mosif, yasif. Whatever he has, going to go, eventually he's going to forget what he has also. So the mizvah you do has to elevate you from place to place. That's here what the Mishnah is telling us. If the guy is Ose, then this guy is doing the mizvah, and the mizvah is making him walk yelichu mihayil ilhayil, holech. Because of him doing the mizvah, he's moving from place to place. So this guy is hasid, that's the main purpose of the mizvot. The purpose of the mizvot should elevate you yelichu mihayil ilhayil. You should be in higher level, and higher level. Every mizvah that you do, it should put you on higher level. But the guy who's Ose ve'ino holech, what does it mean, Ose ve'ino holech? We're not talking about the guy who did not go to Beit HaMidrash. He did go to Beit HaMidrash, and he did learn, but from his asya, he did the action. But the ma'aseh, the mizvah that he did, ino holech, he doesn't feel that after he did the mizvah, he became in higher level. He did the mizvah, he was Ose, but ino holech, he doesn't feel that he became in higher level. How come the mizvah is supposed to elevate him? How come the mizvah that the person did, Ose, it didn't make him in higher level? He was Ose. But this mizvah doesn't make him holech. Why not? You know why? The Mishnah says, because schar ma'aseh b'yadam. This guy, for sure, why is he doing the mizvah? Because of the reward. He's looking at the rewards. He's looking at the schar of the ma'aseh. If the guy is looking at the sechar of the ma'aseh, then you're not doing the mizvah l'shem shamayim. Such a mizvah is not going to elevate you from place to place. Then you are really oseh ve'inu holech. You're staying in the same place. You're running, anachno ratzim ve'him ratzim, anachno ratzim, mekabelim sechar. But this person is not, is rats, but staying in the same place. That's here what the Hakim told us. That's here what the Torah is telling us here. Im b'chukotai telechu. My mizvot, it should affect you, it should make you go from place to higher level, to higher level, to higher level. That's why what the Torah is emphasizing here. My Torah is not supposed to leave you in the same place. A guy started to come to Shiuri Torah, is not supposed to stay the same. Always he has to go higher and higher. Now he talks nicer to people, he's more honest in business, he speaks more calm to people. That's what the Torah is supposed to have an effect on the person. That's the whole purpose of the Torah, should affect the person. So once the person is learning Torah should elevate him from place to place. That's the whole purpose of the Torah. That's the Torah telling us, I want you to walk in the Torah. Torah should elevate you all the time. You're not supposed to stay in the same place. Once you learn Torah, people look at you differently. People look at you, the Kobay Atim the Torah, you learn the Torah. They expect from you more and more. And the Torah should walk you up. Should lead you to go to a higher level and higher level. If the person is keeping the mizvot, learning Torah, and he's not elevating his madriga, he's still in the same level, that means this guy is not walking in the Torah. Torah should make him higher and higher. B'chukotai telechu. But we could also explain, Or HaChaim HaKadosh also brings us here, he says, Od yirsei al derech omram zal, heve gole lemkom Torah. The Mishnah also Pirkei Avot, Hevei Golel Mekom Torah, what does it mean? Shesarich lechatet raglav makom lemakom lelmud Torah. Tzei ulmad Ibrahim Zal Bagmara Masechet Hagiga, ki kulan hayu golim lelmud. Ve'yesh sheha olech shesha chodashim v'chozer kmo chen shesha chodashim kedei la'asok yom echad. So, Gemara over then Hagiga, he used to travel 6 months to Beit HaMidrash, and he learns one day, comes back on the way 6 months, and they used to call him Barbi Rabdi Had Yoma. They used to call him that Talmid Hakam for one day a year. Until Rabbi Yaakov came to Beit HaMidrash, he told him, Ve'oti Yidrashun Yom Yom. Said, what does it mean, Yom Yom? Vechi, by Yom only they learn Torah, at night there is no Torah. And the Gemara says, over there in Hagiga, said, anyone who Kobaya Atim Torah, learns Torah one day in the year, Kima'ala Alav Katub, as if he learned the whole year. That's what the Gemara told us over there. So the guy, he was traveling in Mekom Torah. Why, there's no Shiorim in his house. There's no Shiorim in his town. Why, he has to travel 6 months to learn. So that's Hevei Golel Mekom Torah. The Torah that a person earns in different place, then it stays with him more. See, many Hakim that brings us here, he said you have to go to different place, and different place, you get more Torah. As long as you're living, you know, with the same crowd, same family, same people that you know, person is going to elevate himself, but it's not going to be the same as if he's going to go to different place. If he's going to go to different country, going to go to different town to learn Torah, over there he doesn't know anyone, so he sits down al-Torah wa-al-Abudah all day long. That person is going to become higher and higher. I tell a story about רבי יוסף בר סולובייצ'יק, זכר צדיק לברכה, זה בעל בית הלוי, the head of the brisk רבנים, they tell the story about him that he wanted to go to learn דרך הפסיקה, because everyone knows that brisk expert in פלפולים. פלפולים, you get why the תוספות said like this, why the Gemara said like this, you know, with the thumbs and all the פלפולים. So you tell him something, he question you, the 24 questions, 24 answers. All the time there's the questioning פלפולים and more פלפולים, פלפולים. They're expert in it. So he wanted to learn דרך הפסיקה, פסוק הלכה, the פוסק, he has to know exactly מותר or אסור. Cannot tell you, probably it's mutar, probably it's okay, it's fine, probably he can do it, yesh lo al mishi smoke. That's not the posek. Posek has to tell you mutar or asur. So he wanted to learn these ways. So he decided to travel to whom? To Brody, the town Brody, to learn Torah from posek over there, or Bishlomo Kluger. It was big posek, big Talmid Chacham, it was posek halachot. So Baal Beit Levi wanted to go to him, to learn his ways. But how's he gonna go to Brody? He was very poor, but Beit Levi, he cannot go over there. So he said he got an idea in his mind. He says he'll hire himself, he'll go to work to help someone who's Aglon. What's Aglon? It was all in wagons and the horses. So he wanted to hire himself to work by such a guy, hoping maybe one day someone's gonna travel to Brody, and he's going to go to Brody, then he's going to zoom to the Rabbi Shlomo Kluger and stay with him. That's what he planned. So he went and he asked one guy, he said, do you have a job for me? He said, he looked at him, told him, look, Bahur Yeshiva. He said, what are you doing here? He said, yeah, I want to work, I need to work. Then he told him, okay, but I don't know if you could do the job. He said, I know, if I know how to learn Gemara, I'm sure I know how to do the job. Tell me what to do. He told him, listen, here you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to feed the horses, you have to do this, you have to do that. He told him what to do. And he started to work. The first day he was working fine, second day, third day, fourth day. He was wishing until a customer is going to come, is going to ask his master to please take him to where? To Brody. That's what he wants. Until one day, Baruch Hashem, a guy came and he was asking the Baal HaBayit, asking, I want to go to Brody, how much you will charge? Then they started to discuss, you know, oh, that's he asking too much, he's asking to this, give me a discount, give me this. Then at the end, he was praying, Rabbi Yosef Ber was praying that maybe he should get the deal already. Then Baruch Hashem, he got the deal. And now they're traveling to Brody. I was so happy. Now Baruch Hashem, finally, is going to go to see Rabbi Shlomo Kluger to learn with him. And on the way, takes, you know, the Rabbi Yosef Ber, he was asking the Aglon, he told him, how long it takes to get to Brody? He told him, it takes a few days. Then until the last day, he told him, in a few hours, we're going to be in Brody. Then Baal Beit Levi, he got so happy, he said, Baruch Hashem, now, finally, I was waiting for this moment, who knows how long. Now, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to go to meet Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, learn Torah from him. So, the last few hours, the Aglon, he told him, Baal Beit Levi, he told him, I got tired, now you should go straight. There's nothing, no right, no left. Go straight, just make sure that the horses don't go off the street. You should go straight. He told him, don't worry, my master, don't worry. You could go relax. And his master, he went to relax. And obviously the guy is sitting in the wagon, also he's sleeping, he doesn't know anything. And now the Rabbi Yosef Ber, he was holding, you know, the motot of the horses. And his mind now started, said, listen, now finally I came, I'm going to see Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. I'm going to come to him empty-handed. I have to prepare kushiyot, I have to prepare tirutzim, rambam, something. I have to prepare something. I'm going to come to him, what am I going to tell him? I came to learn Torah, there is no places by you to learn Torah. So he said he has to prepare something. Start to think about the Rambam. Rambam said like this, Rashbai says something else. There's a question the Rambam from the Gemara. And start all pilpulim in his head. He was big Talmid Chacham. And he forgot about the horses, he forgot about the wagon, he forgot about everything. Then the horses, they saw no one's pulling them. And they went to right and left, they went wherever they want, until they went on top of the wagon, went on top of a big rock, and then boom! And then everyone woke up, and also the guy, he woke up also, and he saw that Rabbi Yosef Ber is still thinking, still dreaming, didn't wake up yet. And he came and slapped him on the face. And he was cursing him, and he was this. And now he doesn't know where are we. Until he's going to find out how to get back, you know, to the main road and go back to Brody. All the way, he told him, I told you from the beginning, you should go learn Torah and Yeshiva. It's not for you. Then he was cursing him and he slapped him and everything. Until Bekitzor, they got to Brody. He kept quiet, Rabbi Yosef Ber, until they got to Brody. Then Rabbi Yosef Ber, he ran away. And he went to the house. He asked where the Rabbi Shlomo Kluger lives. They told him about, he came to his house, he knocked on the door, and he opened up the door, and he starts saying, the Rambam says so and so. And then, but we have a question from this Gemara. But what we could explain based on the Tosafot, is what Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, he sees a guy, he's walking in his house. In the beginning, he thought that, until he saw that this guy is talking the Brit Ta'am. The Rambam, there is such a Rambam, there is such a Gemara, there is question from that Gemara on this Rambam. And so he started, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger told him, no, but this Gemara, the proof that he brought, we could push it, Yesh Lethot. He told him, no, but according to the way the Rashba understood the Gemara, maybe we could explain it. He started arguing with him. It was big by Paul Bal, also Rabbi Yosef Ber. Until he saw him, he told him, okay, so I see, so now what happened now? I see you're a big Talmid Hakam. Who are you? From where? He told him, I'm Rabbi Yosef Ber. He told him, Rabbi Yosef Ber, Solveitchik. You're a big Talmid Hakam. What are you doing over here? What are you, all your clothing like this, all dirty? And what's going on? So he told him the whole story that he was working as a helper to a carriage driver, a wagon driver, until he got here. He told him all this he did to come here. And he told him, okay, now come, I'll give you different clothes, change your clothes, go take a shower, change everything. And now he changed everything. He gave him to eat. He told him, for sure, you were tired. You go to sleep. He gave him to eat and everything. Next day, he was sitting down learning with him. And the more that he learned with him, he saw that he's a giant in Torah. Then Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, he told the Rabbi Yosef Ber, he told him, listen, on Shabbat, every Shabbat, I give shi'ur in Beit HaMidrash, and a lot of people come. This Shabbat, you're giving the shi'ur instead of me. I didn't come here, Kvod HaRab. I came only to hear to learn Torah from you. I didn't come to give Shi'orim, Chas V'Shalom. Who am I to give Shi'orim? Then he told him, listen, I'm here, Maradi Atra. I'm Gozer on you. You're giving the Shi'or. Don't tell me yes or no. That's it. But he told him, listen, there are people in town, not people, you know, Amei Aratzot. Everyone knows what they're talking about. So you have to get ready, prepare yourself. So you give us good Shi'or. So they came, and he prepared the shi'or, and he was giving a shi'or. Everyone came to the shi'or. They put signs, Tzadik Bala'ir, Tzadik Bala'ir, Yosef Ber. Everyone came to the town. And who also came to the town, to the shi'or? The wagon driver. The guy, his boss, yani, he also heard that Tzadik in town, so he came also to see that Tzadik. So he came to that Tzadik. He didn't have a place to sit. He was sitting a little bit far. And in the beginning, he was, said, is that the guy who was helping me? Said, the guy is giving the shi'ur. Is that guy? He said, in the beginning, he said, for sure, I'm dreaming. But once he started to talk, Rabbi Yosef Ber, he was to talk, he knows him. He worked by him for a few months. He said, that's for sure, 100%. This is the guy. Take a look how much is big Talmid Hakam. People trying to ask him questions and answering on the spot. Big Talmid Hakam. And I slapped him and I cursed him and I did everything to him. He started to cry. Then the guy sitting next to him told him, what? Is the speaker making you cry? He said, what is he talking about? Learning Chabi Ab? What are you crying for? I told him, listen, I don't know what to tell you. This rabbi was given a shi'ur. He was my driver, and I slapped him. I told him, looks like you're tired, it looks like. He, Rabbi Yosef Ber, he was your driver. He told him, yeah. He told him the whole story. He told him, okay, you don't have to worry about this. He said, if he's saying that this is the guy, after he finishes the shi'ur, go ask him for mihila, he's going to forgive you. After he finishes, he went to him, that Aglon, he went to him, and he told him, please forgive me. Please, I didn't know that you are big Talmid Hakam. I didn't know this. Please forgive me. Till at the end, the Rabbi Yosef Ber, he told him, Hasu Shalom, what should I forgive you about? What did you do to me? All you told me that I am not worthy to work as an Aglon. So I agree 100%. I'm my job, sit down and learn Torah. That's my profession, learn the Torah. So when you slapped me, when you cursed me, when you did all of what you did because of what? Because you're saying that I'm not worthy to work as an aglon. And you're right. So I forgive you, there's nothing about it. Then they left him, and he sat with the Rav Shmuel Kluger, and he learned the Rechep Tzika, and then he went back to his stand, whatever it is. But you see that all what he did, Rabbi Yosef Ber, all what he did, he accepted all the Bzionot, he accepted all the Albonot, only for one purpose, he wanted to go over there to learn Torah. That's what the Torah said in Bechukotai, Telechu. You have to walk, even though you have to go, first of all, like all Rahim HaKadosh said in the Asir, you have to have a Golel Mkom Torah. You have to go to places of Torah. You have to travel from place to place. Over there, they learn Torah better. You should go over there. And even if you're going to accept on the way, you're going to get some Bizyonot, you're going to get some Albonot, so don't worry about this. Bechukotai Telechu, you should go. People are spitting on you, make believe it's raining. Continue with your way. And that's the only way that a person is going to go. Learn Torah. בחקותי תלכו, אין דברי תורה מתקיימים, אלא מי שמשים עצמו כמדבר. That's what the Gemara tells us. בחקותי תלכו, you have to go, you have to travel to מקום תורה. And if you're going to do this, ואת מצוותי תשמרו, also, ועשיתם אותם, you're going to keep מצוות עשה, you're going to keep מצוות לא תעשה. Then, הקדוש ברוך הוא said, don't have to worry about anything. ונתיג שמכם בעתם, לפרנסה, you're going to have פרנסה בזמן. ונתן הארץ, תיבולה, ועש שדה תמפריו. And then, ואחתם לחניכם לעשו, ועשתם לבטח בארצכם, you don't have to worry about anything. ונתתי שלום בארץ, ושכבתם ואין מחרית, וישבתי חיה רעה מן הארץ, you're not going to find any gorillas attacking kids or anything. He said, ישבתי חיה רעה מן הארץ, nothing to worry about. He said, ונתתי שלום בארץ, you're going to have peace, you're going to have everything. That's it, when the person follows the mitzvot of הקדוש ברוך הוא, הקדוש ברוך הוא gives them all the ברכות, and that's פירותיהם בעולם הזה. And of course, הקרן קיימת לעולם הבא, בעזר השם, הקדוש ברוך הוא should help all of us to follow his מצוות התורה, מעשים טובים, ונזכה לגאולה של עולם במהרה בימינו, אמן ואמן. הרבה חנינא מנקשי אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל, לפיכך, הרבה להן את המצוות שנאמר.